There we go. A little after 6 o'clock, time for some sports. It's Big Jim's house here. All right. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give a shout-out first real quick. Hold on. Let me find his name here. Paul. My buddy Paul Muhlenbeck Jr., working at GM Flint Assembly.
What's up, Paul?
What up, buddy? So we've got Stanky to the station on loudspeaker in here. Keep it rocking. You got it. We will do that. But we'll talk a little sports first. Thanks so much for having us on. Also, our buddy who texted in was working at the BK this morning. Oh, I could kill a sausage croissant right now. Right? Is that okay? We're like minds. There we go. Okay. Getting back to sports. Denny Hamlin won the race that started, I believe, 3 weeks ago. Well, they have the lightning strikes, so you can't race when there's lightning. And it was kind of funny. The first time you have some fans in the stands, and then you get lightning strikes like over and over, and everybody's going to leave.
It's the way, I mean, why wouldn't it work out that way?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's 2020.
I kept trying to watch it, but like you said, I'd go back and forth and be like, oh man,
it was like 10 o'clock last night. I'm like, I'm out. Denny Hamlin wins, Chase Elliott second. Denny Hamlin owns that track. That's like his favorite.
Okay.
He's got that dialed in. Golf is back. Matthew Berger takes the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas, in a playoff in front of no fans.
It was funny. At one point, the announcers had to go, hey, for everybody listening, all the viewers, those people you hear cheering, because there was one green that there was a lot of people cheering. It's like those are residents who built a platform to see over the fence, and they're having a party. Just so everybody knows that there's not anybody here.
People are like, what the hell?
Because all of a sudden the guy would make a putt and you hear, yeah, woo! It's like, where's that coming from?
I'll have to tell the story sometime. Well, I can tell real quick. When I was in the Navy, I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. I was stationed there. They closed Madison Square Garden for rework. They're working on it. I told you a story. So Friday night fights at Madison Square Garden, they actually filmed in Charleston, South Carolina. They didn't tell anybody. They hung banners and everything. So we got invited. They let some of the local military go.
That's cool.
So we were ringside. There's maybe 50 of us there. And the guy's getting his just ass beat. And he's leaning against the ropes. And I go, use your jab. And he leans back and looks at me and goes, I'm trying. I'm like, oh, my God, they can hear us. It was the weirdest thing, man. Nice punch. Thanks. They're like, shouldn't you focus on the guy trying to kill you in front of you?
Well, they need to get just a disclaimer on the PGA Tour that immediately says, we're sorry for any language you just heard, because that's all you hear now, because there's no crowd noise.
Oh, you can hear other cussing.
You can hear everything. It's awesome.
Is that why Tiger Woods isn't going to play for a while?
That's why he's not playing.
He's a potty mouth. All right, last thing, and we've been talking about this. Major League players have told the owners they're done negotiating. So, they told him yesterday, like, we're done. Just tell us how many games you want by close of business today. So we're expecting a 72-game proposal. Doesn't mean the players are going to agree to it.
Right. They can still say no, and then...
Or some players can say they don't want to do this. But there's a lot going on here, and no matter how this goes, even if they have a season this year, it was partial, which I don't even know if you guys feel like you want to watch baseball if it's going to be this... No fans, and they're all fighting with each other. And would you be okay if some of the players weren't playing for the Tigers this year? If Miggy decided to sit out because he didn't want to risk it?
I'm sorry, but who else do you go and watch right now on the Tigers?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Norris. There's some young guys. But, like, if you're a young guy, do you want to roll the dice and get sick?
I mean, honestly, I would, because you need every year of your career.
It may not count as a year, though.
That's true.
It may not count as a full year. But there's a lot to this. There's a lot. And it's a pretty big... This is a big fight between millionaires and billionaires, I know. But
what
still.
Scares me is that if some players say they don't want to play and they're out or whatever and they still have a season, they're going to bring out all those draft picks and those guys are all going to play.
Right.
And that scares... I don't like that.
Right.
Keep those guys down there.
And you got to remember, man, before the world kind of went corona, none of the teams have been to spring training. This isn't like the NBA. None of these guys have worked out with their teams. None of them. I think pitchers and catchers had just reported.
Just reported. Everybody was just about to get there, and then boom.
So today is a big day to find out what's going on there. All right. It's 6:05. All right. Coming up in about 20 minutes here. Hang with us. It's a prank for women to play on guys. It involves ordering a drink. And not just any drink. It's a magical drink. We'll get to it.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
You want to spend a little more time trying to do something with yourself and a little less time trying to impress people.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
All right, Monday morning, Big Jim here. I want to talk about Xfinity X1. I tell people all the time at the end of it when I talk about it to go to Xfinity.com for all the details, but... There's nothing wrong with the fuzzy navel. CSX, Big Jim's house, 6:24. Reeling in the Year is coming up in 20 minutes. Live David Bowie CD up for grabs this morning. Great prize. Know your Travolta. That's your clue. All right, we'll play in 20 minutes. I mentioned Fuzzy Navel because there's this new thing where people have been posting, women have been getting their men when they go to Starbucks to order a fake drink with the most feminine name possible, and it's hilarious. We have it up, right?
Yes.
Okay, keyword there is. All right. So we're in the studio talking. I know it's early. You guys are just getting up. It's Monday. It's beautiful outside. What is the most feminine, effeminate drink? A Cosmo?
That's the first one that popped in my
head. I don't care. If it's a good drink, it's a good drink. I don't care what the name is. I'll have it.
Well, and I think now there's so many people that drink all the hard seltzers and stuff. Because
yeah,
before, when those first came out, you used to make fun of people for drinking them.
That's true.
And now it's like you're getting made fun of if you're not drinking them.
Yeah, the White Claws and all the different ones, but whatever. Fuzzy Navels, that's the one drink in life. Everybody has one drink they won't drink anymore. I drank too many of those. That's orange juice and peach schnapps, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I've never had one, but yeah. I feel like that's an older drink.
No, I was in the Navy. Well, we would, I can say now, we were in the barracks, we would mix the orange juice with that because you couldn't smell it. All you smelled was the orange juice.
Oh, that's good.
So we
good.
Could put it on a little mini fridge in our room, in our barracks room, and we could drink. Not all the time, just when it was cold, which in Connecticut was like for 8 months. Anyway, so here's an example. Again, keyword house. Here's a great example of this guy. Totally has no idea what she's done to him.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is that?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. She set me up. Okay. The pink one.
That is the best. Like that name.
Okay. Dang it.
All right.
She set me. He just immediately knew.
He's like, look at her. And she's cracking up. Again, keyword house. We'll send it right to your phone. Pinkity drinkity. I don't remember. 248-398-9279. I try to remember those because there's always these weird names for drinks. Now, you're too young to know what a Harvey Wallbanger is.
Yeah.
That's what my dad drank.
You've mentioned those before, and I do not know.
I have no idea what was in a Harvey Wallbanger. My dad used to get it in a can, the mix. And I seriously don't know what went with it, but it's called a Harvey Wallbanger.
Nothing? No.
An old fashioned?
I love those. See, that's my, like, when I want to be fancy.
Right. Get an old fashioned.
Well, sometimes we go to a restaurant.
Hold on. You can't say fancy when you twang it. I get fancy. When I'm old fashioned when I want to be fancy.
You know, you go to them nice restaurants and you feel so, like if you order a rum and coke.
That's your London Chop House drink? That's when you know them. Let me get an old fashioned one, stuck politics, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Old fashioned.
Yeah, smoked old fashioned makes it even better.
How do you smoke an old fashioned?
They cover it and then put smoke into
Come
it.
Come on.
Smoke
do they really?
It. Oh, it's amazing.
I gotta get out
Oh, it's amazing.
A smoked old fashioned.
Oh, they're good.
All right, again, keyword house if you want to see the pinkity drinkity.
So ridiculous.
It's funny, though. Good on her, man. It's a great prank.
Heidi could get me with that. 100%.
Get you to order pinkity drinkity?
I don't order coffee or anything, and she's always ordering weird-named coffee, so.
Was there a drink, the shots? Remember, shots was a big deal. Purple Hooters, Alabama Slammers, those were pitcher drinks. But then there was a screaming, there was an O, the O word.
Right.
And then there was a screaming one. Do you know those?
No, I don't.
When Kathy and I got engaged, I bought the bar. Everybody around is screaming O's.
All right.
God, our pastor from church is like, why am I here? I'm like, don't worry about it, Padre. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Rise and shine, morning glories.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
This hour of Classic Rock brought to you by Flint Bishop Airport. To Charlotte and beyond. Stay for the fun or connect on. Book.
I'm about 6 minutes here. Hang with us. The clue this morning, if you're new to the game, by the way, three clips from a single year. You got to guess the year. The clue is Travolta. If you know Travolta, you should be good on this one. Okay. This lady played a great prank on her boyfriend. Got him to order a, well, here it is.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is that?
Pinkity drinkity.
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. She set me up. Okay. The pink one.
That is the best. Like that
name.
Okay. Dang it.
Dang it. The pinkity drinkity. Video's up, by the way. The expression.
I would assume Starbucks would have something called that, though, with
in
all their
minute.
Other drinks.
In a minute. Don't fault that guy in the least.
No.
If you want to see the video, we'll send it right to your phone. The keyword, of course, is
house.
But we've been talking about other unique drinks, either growing up or now. And I told you my dad drank Harvey Wallbangers all the time. I seriously don't know what it was. And it came in a can.
They had, like, the pre-mixed ones, like they do
Yeah, I don't... Never get into. Used to drink them when I was your age. Alabama Slammers were huge.
Pitcher
drinks were huge.
I know this is just a liquor, but I found out way too late that you were supposed to, like, people only use this to mix drinks.
What's
Tanqueray?
That? Yeah.
I didn't know.
Gin.
It is gin, but I didn't know that people are like, no, you just use it. You don't take shots of it or anything.
Is that what you did? Was drink Tanqueray?
Oh, my buddy emptied a whole one in my parents' basement when we were in high school.
Would this be Doggett again?
Yes.
Oh, of course, yeah. A
couple people.
More
but
Doggett, yeah.
I didn't know. I thought you, like, make. I never saw anybody, like, do anything with it, so we just took shots of it, and it is the worst thing ever, but I don't know why I haven't thought of that.
The Tanqueray story. Okay, we don't mean to traumatize this morning talking about this. Yeah, Harvey Wallbanger is the weirdest thing. Hold on. Steve and Warren, what's up, bud?
Not too much. How you doing this morning?
We're good, man. So what you got?
So Harvey Wallbanger was a screwdriver with Galliano on top.
That's all it was?
Or
really?
Galliano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, you went to a comfortable screw, which was Southern Comfort and orange juice.
There was a slow screw.
Then you went to a slow, comfortable screw, which was slow gin, Southern Comfort, and orange juice.
Yeah, these were all real drinks. Oh, seriously. Were you a bartender, Steve?
Yeah, for 8 years.
There he goes. Thank you, Steve. So now you know.
I did not know the progression was so intense.
I don't know if I'm going to order those drinks when I have my parents around. That'd be weird.
Can I get a round of slow screws for the table?
See, again, you just proved your point. Yeah, there it is. With the shadows of the night. So, baby, take my hand. It'll be all right. Surrender all your dreams to me.
Who's ready to go back in time?
Are you telling me you built a time machine?
You are clear to engage.
Let's play Reeling in the Years in Big Jim's house.
All right, here's how it works. If you're new to the game, we're going to play three clips from a specific year. All you got to do is identify them, and you can win
a copy of David Bowie's Welcome to the Blackout, live in London, 78, on TV.
Nice. All right. You guys ready? Listen closely.
Well, it takes more Dakota paint to make it at Thunder Road.
Oh, yeah?
You guys ain't thinking about changing your mind, are you?
No way.
Good, because we're racing for pinks. With a little luck,
we can help it out. You're going to blame yourself for every bad thing that happens in this crazy world. You end up losing that pretty smile on your face.
Okay. You've heard the clips. You got to tell us the year. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX.
I think your hint earlier in the show is the one that's going to give it away.
Okay. All right. Okay. 248-398-9279. Again, what are we playing for this morning?
We're playing for a copy of David Bowie's Welcome to the Blackout, live in London, 78 on CD.
Nice. All right. I think you gave a clue there. Never mind. Oh, I'm going to be quiet. Never mind. We'll move on. We'll get to the phones next. Big Jim's house at CSX. Oops. With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this all down. Right around 6:45, and we just played the clips for you, but we'll get to the phones. Here we go. Three clips from a specific year. Again, we do it every morning. And by the way, if you don't win this morning, you want to play online, just text us. The keyword is
year.
Year. And actually, we got the audio up there and everything. It's actually really cool. Here's a nice job putting that together.
Hey, thank you.
Angie did the work. I know, yeah. What are you talking about? All right. Here's the clips.
Well, it takes more Dakota paint to make it at Thunder Road.
Oh, yeah?
You guys ain't thinking about changing your mind, are you?
No way.
Good, because we're racing for pinks. With a little luck,
we can help it out. You're going to blame yourself for every bad thing that happens in this crazy world. You end up losing that pretty smile on your face.
All right, in Marine City, what year are we looking for?
1979.
Oh, close, though. Close, buddy. Try again, okay?
Yep.
All right, bud. Later. Hi, CSX. What year are we looking for?
78.
Nice. Yeah! Good job. Who's this?
Amy.
Amy, you won. So what clip did you get it from?
Oh, Grease.
Right.
The very first line.
Is it wrong that I liked the black car that they drove in instead of Grease Lightning that the bad guy had with the flames on the side?
Yeah, that's wrong.
I love you. Amy's awesome. You're awesome. All right, well, congratulations. You have won
a copy of David Bowie's Welcome to the Blackout live in London, 78 on CD.
Sweet.
Good job. All right, hold on, Amy, and we'll get your info next. Thanks for having us on in the morning, too. You have a great day.
Love listening to you guys. Take care. Bye.
There she goes. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station.
Seven o'clock. It's Big Jim's house. Father's Day coming up this Sunday, which could be the last day on Earth. We'll explain that later on this morning. Okay. Time to get your dad something really cool for Father's Day. And we have till what, midnight on Friday?
Yes.
All we want to see is a photo of your dad by the grill. We're calling it You Grilly Got Me. Just send us a photo. Text us. The keyword, of course, is
Dad.
Yeah, we'll send you a link right to your phone. Upload the picture, a little bit of info about him. And the winner is going to get, and it's totally random, or rando, as the kids say, a new Traeger Ironwood 885 pellet grill valued at almost $1,500. You're all into the app on this, aren't you? The fact that you can just remotely monitor it and change the temperature.
And they call it GrillFi.
Yeah.
Check out our new GrillFi app. That's awesome. And, yeah, you can be wherever you want and turn it up a little bit if you need to.
The cool thing about a Traeger, I've had one for a couple of years. Not this rocket ship that we're giving away. I got a real basic one, which is awesome. You can change the pellets for whatever you... You can do wine-flavored pellets.
Ooh.
Seriously. Ooh. Yeah. Chicken and stuff like that. And you've seen I've done ribs, chicken, brisket, pork butt. My pork butt, my brisket's meh. My pork butt, on point, bro. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm ready to have a competition when we get back to normal. Seriously.
I feel like you've done everything on the food table. Because haven't you done... You've never done a dessert or something in it?
Haven't done a pie in there yet. People really do desserts. Okay. They'll get like apple or cherry smoke and they'll infuse it into it. Seriously, a Traeger for that. Baking. I've done meatloaf in there. Bacon wrap meatloaf in a smoker for like 3 hours. Fresh vegetables. Put them in there. All sorts of stuff. The point is, your dad's going to freak if you win this for him. And you don't have to wait till the last minute and get him another Allen wrench set from the, from the counter at the hardware store. Because I got a lot of those. I didn't know if you had any Allen wrenches, Dad, so I thought I'd get you some.
I need to freshen up. I didn't know if they're stripping on you or not.
I got you some Allen wrenches and a decanter of Old Spice. You really got me. All you got to do is text us. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
Dad.
All right, we're going to need your help in a minute. Young man here is getting married in November, and we need to take some precautions. Not those precautions, the other ones. Producer Ryan getting married in November. Still on, right?
As of now, yeah, everything's a go.
So we need your help this morning. We know you're busy. If you can't call right now, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it. 248-398-9279. I was trying to explain to you in the office on Friday. I have a theory that every reception has one person who can go crazy and do something stupid. Mm. Or funny. Or destructive. Or just horrifying. So what happened at a wedding reception that either involved you or you were just there? 248-398-9279. You've got a guy in mind. Well, you're guys.
It's not a concerned? Guy. It's just my friends. No, they're all good guys. We're all respectable people.
However,
but some people might think that when we start to party, that we party a little too much or like slow down a little bit and we don't feel like it's, you know,
you do realize you have to be with the bride at the reception. You can't go hang out with your bros.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing is Heidi's like, you can't just be partying the whole time. We have to entertain. We're there to entertain. I'm like, yeah, it's still my wedding.
It's your wedding. This is going to go well. 248-398-9279. It's not your wedding, dude. You're just there.
Oh, I've known that from the planning.
I could use your cardboard cutout. It'd be fine.
Here's
trust
my thing.
Me.
Why do they ask you about planning the wedding, but then don't take any of your advice and then get mad at you for not helping them? I that's a whole different thing.
It is.
We can get into that.
Yeah, why would you bring that up now? Are you trying to get in trouble with your girlfriend? Fiance? Seriously, though, at a reception, everybody's seen something weird. 248-398-9279. I had a friend, Tim Jones, that was legendary for chasing bridesmaids.
Yes.
And he would hook up with them, for lack of a better word, at the reception.
Yeah.
He was known to be on the prowl.
Guy named Tim Jones sounds like he would do something like that.
And that's when Mr. Jones was popular by the Counting Crows. So we were like, gosh. Mr. Jones? Anyway, 248-398-9279. See people calling in. We're trying to give Ryan cautionary tales this morning.
Yeah, because these always make me feel great.
Well, they should. Then you know what not to do. Like you and your four nut jobs. And what happened at the reception?
My aunt and uncle decided to rekindle the marriage at our reception. We knew this because everyone could hear them from the bathroom.
Seriously?
Not cool.
Thank you, Ann. Have a good morning.
Love you guys.
There she goes. My aunt and uncle got remarried and married like four different times. I don't think anything crazy happened at the reception with them. If you went to a wedding, though, we didn't know. They'd show up together, but we didn't know if they were still married. That's 100% true. Art and Colleen, we never knew.
That makes it hard planning.
All right. 248-398-9279. Coming up, since we're talking about reception stories, it's the creepiest one you've ever heard. It involves death and the worst song you can play afterwards, all at the same wedding reception.
Jeez.
All right, we'll get into that next. Beautiful outside, man. 60 degrees right now, sunny. Hopefully the weather is good in November when you get married. Are we planning outdoor? What's the plan for the wedding?
The ceremony is outside, but it's in a tent, and I guess they can have it heated and stuff.
Okay. And then the reception is
walk back up into the ballroom or whatever you call it.
So this morning we're trying to help out. Again, you're helping out Ryan. Your reception stories. I have a theory that there's one person at every wedding who can just blow it up. Go crazy. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. You got a group of how many guys you're nervous about? Are these all your groomsmen?
I mean, my group of friends. I'm not nervous about them because they all know how to act. You know what I mean? Like, we get a little goofy.
Do you have an open bar?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody knows how to act until there's an open bar, and then we all become morons.
It's a fact.
You're not as confident as you were 10 minutes ago.
There's just like I know my family will be okay with, you know, us getting rowdy and having a good time.
Yes.
But there's some outside people and some people on the other family side that might go, what? She picked this guy?
So they may do something at the reception.
I don't know. I think I'm going to meet a lot of people there for the first time.
So are we calming you down this morning or making you anxious?
I mean, this always just puts me into a little bit of a panic when we do these horror stories for Ryan.
Cool. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSA. So coming up in just a second, the dance floor death. This is really weird. This is the worst thing I've ever heard happen at a reception. But let's get to Justin in Detroit. What's up, bud?
What's up, man?
So we're talking about receptions this morning. What do you got?
So I went to a wedding reception with a bartender friend of mine and drank way too much and did some other stuff. And I blacked out and I tried to cut in on the bride and groom dance. Fell over a table, like a fully set table, and I puked and got kicked out.
You tried to cut in on the first dance?
Yeah.
Justin! Dude!
It's actually a really funny picture of me.
Do you still talk to him?
No, I didn't really know them. I was at the bar with my bartender. Like, my friend works there, and she got invited to the wedding and needed a date. So I just met him that, like, one night.
Damn. Get it, Justin. All right, there you go. Ryan, so there's some of your friends.
That's amazing.
You got to keep an eye on them. Justin, you're awesome. We appreciate you listening, bud.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-9279. Wow.
I just thought of this, though. The girl that he went with, that girl has got to never talk to him again, right?
Oh,
she brought
yeah.
him as a date to a wedding that he didn't know.
Justin,
people.
We love you, but dude, yeah, you got to call back. There's no way you're still with that girl. There's no way. All right, here's a story we found. There was a whole Reddit thread. By the way, reception stories, 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. So the bride's aunt was out dancing during the reception. She was having fun. She fell down on the dance floor. She wasn't moving. They had to call EMS. She died during the reception. Horrible. I mean, a horrible thing. Obviously, the DJ stops playing music. The EMS people come. They put her, they take her away, you know, in the middle of this wedding reception, and they decide they're going to get back to it. And the guy, and this apparently this is 100% true, he played Heaven by Bryan Adams as the first song. See, you're trying not to laugh.
Come on.
That is so dark. Who does that? Can you imagine you're in the wedding party and you're just looking going, really? Have you talked to Uncle Buck in case of fatality? Don't play Bryan Adams Heaven.
Buck, I'm going to just let him do his thing.
No. Okay.
I got a couple of songs, but.
What do you mean?
I got a couple of songs he's got to play, but other than that, we're fine.
You don't want to play Heaven by Bryan Adams?
No, Bryan Adams is not going to play.
If anybody collapses on the dance floor?
Yeah, if anybody collapses, no, no.
If he plays James Brown, get
but
on
it is
up.
Good. Hey, I stay with the theme of the night, man. Whatever goes on, that's the music I play. I'm out here for you.
Your reception is not going to go well. All right, I see people calling in. More happy, fun, uplifting reception stories for you as we traumatize Ryan next.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Here at WCSX, we've hired a new voice to help you get the most out of your classic rock experience. Her name, Alexa. She's a mop.
Well, you are. 248-398-9279 is our studio number. You can always call or text. What happened at a wedding reception that's memorable? Because you're getting married in November, and I'm convinced that there's one person who can screw up every wedding reception. And not screw, I don't think screw-up's fair. They can make something memorable happen. You got loud friends.
Yeah.
Okay. You have an open bar?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We're definitely going to have a few stories in the morning, that's for sure.
Yeah. You mean the afternoon? When
it's like everybody just try to piece together one.
We looked at our wedding video once. By the way, we want to hear your reception stories. 248-398-9279. We're helping out Ryan here. We looked at our wedding reception video once, and there was a kid cartwheeling across the dance floor, and I don't remember why.
Or who he was.
This girl, little girl, just cartwheeling across the floor. I'm like, what the hell is that? I told you our reception story. It could have gone bad. We ran out of booze. And we were at a Holiday Inn. We didn't have a lot of money. We had just young couple starting out.
Right.
So fortunately, a couple of the guys there went and bought bottles of booze from the bar.
Oh,
how much
geez,
money do you think that cost?
Cheap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty rough, man. 248-398-9279. Mike in Livonia, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, brother.
That was my brother's wedding, and I was the best man. And that was a noon wedding, and we had an obnoxious friend that, well, even though it was June, it was snowing for him all day.
And, well played.
Okay. He got a little obnoxious. He ripped my sister's dress on the bus, and then he got in another girl's face. And I finally told him that he wasn't welcome and that he should leave. Well, it was a 6 o'clock reception when we got there. I didn't realize it was set up and I was being ambushed. I was told, Devin wants to talk to you out back. He wants you to apologize to him. So being the bigger man, I went out there into the back of the parking lot. I'm just a little dude and he's got a head like a pit bull.
Right.
And he grabbed me by the hair. I had a ponytail at the time. And he dragged me around the parking lot in my tuxedo, banged me off a few cars. Some people came out. He threw down my girlfriend in her dress. He jumped in his car, took off. I walked in the door. I said, I need a cigarette and a drink. And they said, well, the spotlight's on your chair. They're waiting for you to do the best man speech. And I'm standing there in a tuxedo ripped to shreds.
Oh, God.
And I'm shaking. And I had to walk right in and take the spotlight and the microphone, and, well, I gave a hell of a speech anyway.
You're awesome. That's a great story. There you go. There you go. All right. Mike, thanks for listening, bud. We appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
Yeah. Step your game up and win him a brand new Traeger grill. Just text the keyword DAD to 248-398-WCSX and sign him up for Big Jim's House You Grilly Got Me contest.
I love these stories. You guys are great, man. 248-398-9279. We know you're busy. If you got a second to call, that's great. If not, totally understand. You can text in as well. The wedding's on for November. You and Heidi.
Yeah, it's a go.
I'm the officiant. I'll be actually doing the vows with you guys. Excited about that. But we have a theory. And Wedding Crashers was on this weekend. Well, hell, Wedding Crashers is on every weekend. Odds are everyone listening right now has either heard of or been at a reception that went sideways. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You been at one?
Yeah. The groom and the groom's father and the best man, which was also his father,
right,
got in a massive brawl outside.
At the reception?
Oh, yeah. But we're kind of used to it because they get in a fight, fist fight, like once every 5 years, so.
Went to a wedding reception. We knew the bride of the we were on the bride's side. She was 16 and 6 months pregnant.
Ooh.
And they had done the shotgun wedding, and they got married in the backyard. And if you were on the bride's side of the family, it was Hatfield McCoy's, man. There was no talking the whole wedding. And then we go to the reception in somebody's house. There's maybe 60, 70 people. There's no talking at the reception at all the whole time. Libraries are louder than this reception. It was the most uncomfortable thing. And we waited and stayed there because we were like curious going, something's got to happen.
So,
oh, yeah.
Oh, they're burning holes in each other's heads.
That's where you hope. You're right. You sit there just going, come on, something.
Something's got
to
give.
Is there something I can say to kind of make things pop
off? No, you don't do that. 248-398-9279. Here's one thing I saw on Reddit over the weekend. When you're talking about reception stories. Again, the whole point of this is not to traumatize Ryan and Heidi. It's to help you. Oh, so you see those situations ahead of time. Lady said 70 more guests showed up than were invited. Her mother-in-law was inviting people and not telling them. They ran out of chairs, food, everything except wine. We had plenty of that. And then the second thing that happened is, out of those 70 people, somebody stole all the wedding gifts.
Oh.
Wow.
Way to go, Ma.
A mother. Is that Hayes? Hayes, what's up, brother?
Jim, how are you this morning, sir?
We are good. Sitting here with Ryan. So you got a reception story for him?
Yeah, I do. I was at my brother's wedding, and I stood up in the wedding. I had a gray tuxedo on, and the best man, and I didn't get along too good. So he went to the restroom. I went to the restroom. He threw a punch at me and cracked me in the jaw. And needless to say, I came out with a tuxedo was all red. And I ain't talked to my brother since.
Hayes. And you fulfilled your duties though. It didn't matter if you got punched in the face. You fulfilled your duties.
Yeah, you hit me first. You always gotta let him hit you first, buddy.
Oh, is that the rule? Okay, so remember that's your reception, Ryan. No matter what happens, let him hit you first. Okay, let him hit you first. Okay, not Hayes, though, because he's a big man. Hayes, you're the man. We love you, bud.
Thank you, Jim. You take care. Bye, y'all.
See you later. There's always room in Big Jim's house.
This place has everything. Chutes, ladders, the outdoor concert from a Zoloft commercial.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea. Sometimes...
Time to play the game!
All right, 248-398-9279. That's our studio number. Battle of the Burbs. We need our three players. East Side, West Side, and Downriver. If you've never played before, it's an easy game. We'll give you three trivia questions. You get two out of three right, you win. Bada bing, bada boom. And you win a Battle of the Burbs live t-shirt, East, West, or Down River. These are collector's items, man. We didn't have a lot of them left to start off with, so we're really running low. I see the phones lighting up right now. 248-398-9279. I can't be patient, too, because sometimes we do get blocks of calls East or West or Down River.
Yeah. So you always got a chance. You got a chance.
A lot of 586 calls today. So, West Siders, step your game up.
It's a close race this year.
Did you check it?
It's East Side's up by a couple.
Over Downriver?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's a close one.
Well, West is actually in it this year. Yeah, it was Runaway last year. Speaking of which, here's Runaway by Bon Jovi. I did not mean to do that. Anyway, Battle of the Burbs next. 94.7 WCSX.
Downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Monday version. We got our players on the phone. Everybody good? Ready to go?
Hey, pretty good.
All right, here we go. Monday version of Battle of the Burbs. And Tony, how you doing, bud?
Good.
All right, you're Downriver, so you'll yell out down. Mike, you're West Side, so you yell out West. Cool?
All right.
Okay, and Steve, you're East Side.
Correct.
So who's having the party in the background? Is someone at work? Try to figure out what's going on back there. Okay, we got it. All right, here we go. First question. This donut brand is launching three new donuts inspired by desserts, including Mississippi Mud Pie, Banana Pudding, and Coconut Cake.
West.
Mike, what's the answer?
Duncan?
Not Duncan. Steve, Tony, want to take a shot at it?
East.
What you got, Steve?
Tim Hortons?
Not Tim Hortons. Tony?
Oh, Krispy Kreme.
Nice!
Yeah!
And those are all low-cal, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Question number two. Tony, you got the first one. The album Live at Leeds made the list of the 50 best live albums of all time.
Who performed it?
Down.
Down.
Tony for the win.
The Who.
The Who. Wow. Well, Mike and Steve, thanks for playing. You got run over by Downriver, right, but thanks, we'll play again tomorrow, 8:50, okay?
Have a great day.
There he goes. Tony, you won, buddy.
Too cool.
Battle of the Burbs live shirt is yours, and you got to represent.
Downriver Rock, WCSX.
There you go, Downriver. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only at Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Hi, it's Big Jim. You know, I don't talk about this a lot, but I lost a friend in the Navy to suicide. And I've got a good friend of mine who lost his brother. And we're two. All right. In a couple minutes here, we're going to get back to our conversation regarding marriage receptions. You're getting married in November. We've been getting calls from people. Because our theory is that there's one person who can blow up a wedding reception.
Oh, yeah.
Wedding crasher style.
Everybody's making me feel really good.
So we had one listener that who actually verified their story, which is startling. And then something else that happened, the worst thing you can do when the bride says, when the pastor says you may kiss the bride. You're laughing, but man, it's rough. You feel so bad for the person. That's an uncomfortable laugh because you're okay.
Because it is. It's one of those ones you got to laugh at, but you do.
You feel horrible for this person. We'll get that in about 10 minutes here. I want to mention something real quick. It's posted. On our website, the keyword, of course, is
house.
Over the weekend, Rush released a video. And you're like, okay, cool. Rush has music videos. You have never, if you love radio as much as I think you love radio because you're listening to CSX, a classic rock station, as much as you love Rush, this is animated. Anything we say right now cannot do this video justice. It is their love affair with radio. The way it's done, from Marconi to Jim Ladd to Bruce Coburn to some of the greatest jocks ever, the spirit of radio.
And the artwork is just amazing. But you're right, you got to watch it.
If you're a Rush fan, there are so many little hidden elements in it. The little hand clap thing that Getty would do when they played this song. And yeah, there's a moment at the end of it that'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
For Brother Neil. It's about 5 minutes and 10 seconds long, but I'm telling you right now, you got to watch it. Keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah, it'll get you. Check it out. An animated version of just one of Rush's greatest songs. All about their love affair with radio and vice versa. 248-398-9279. Text us. Keyword again is
house.
It's Big Jim's house, CSX. Oh.
House to 248-398-9279 to see what we've been talking about in Big Jim's house.
We're going to share a story here. We're talking about weddings and receptions. There's a couple reasons we got into this. First of all, wedding crashers is always on TV. You're getting married in November.
Yes, sir.
Which is more important than wedding crashers being on TV. but there's also a great video these guys shot. Joey Molinaro, who does a lot of stuff with Barstool and everything, of every guy going to every bachelor dude going to a wedding reception. The video's up. Of course, the keyword is
house.
Now, our buddy Isaac texted us this. And I'm going to read it, but you can't laugh at it. You can't, because you feel so bad for the guy. He saw a groom wet himself after the pastor said you may kiss the bride, not on purpose. He was so scared, I guess he couldn't hold it anymore. When he got done, he looked out at us and said, I think I just peed myself. That was a nervous laugh. That is a nervous laugh right there.
You got to feel for him.
How do you rebound from that at the reception? You do. I don't know. I don't think I had it. Do you have a change of pants available at your wedding?
I wouldn't think so, right? You're usually retting the tux. But hey, that's when you got to spin it. You got to spin it into a positive.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You know what I mean?
No, go ahead. I want to hear the positive of this one.
I mean, you got to come out and, I don't know, maybe that's how excited I was to marry you and... You know, I got all excited about it. Or you just take your pants off and make the reception a wild time.
Okay. When I think about you, I pee myself. No, that doesn't work.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's tough. Why? Just go to. You got to go to the bathroom. Can you call time out in the middle of it? If I got to run to the bathroom, am I allowed to go
during a wedding reception?
Jim, hold on.
During
one second.
The
That's how
you can't call timeout when you get married. Do you, Ryan?
We're taking a break.
Hold on. We're taking it. Just 1 minute. You can't take a timeout. I don't think you can. 248-398-9279. All right. Anyway.
Probably not a good sign to take a timeout at your wedding, right?
Yeah. Do you think Heidi to be your lawful wedded wife?
I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Run out of the place. All right, coming up next, a story we didn't believe has been proven true. Reception stories. We still want to hear yours. 248-398-9279. Ryan, there's Ange, and we're still talking about this. You guys are on it today, man. We know it's a Monday, getting a lot of people getting back to work today, but we're reception. I wouldn't say it's advice, more of a cautionary tale for you. Producer Ryan getting married in November, you and Heidi. You got a couple friends that is it fair to say you're nervous about that?
I'm nervous to people's reactions to them. And I'm part of that group.
What does that mean?
I'm part of the group. So
okay, just because they're not crazy to you.
My mom's seen it. You know, we've all been around it. But there's going to be people there that don't know us. And, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a first impression for some of the other sides of the family.
So. Okay. 248-398-9279. We've been taking some calls all morning. Your stories about receptions. And earlier this morning, Justin called. And we want to be totally transparent here. We didn't believe him.
No, I'm with you on that. I was like, good story.
Yeah. And Justin, you're a great guy. We didn't believe you. Well, here's the call from earlier this morning.
So I went to a wedding reception with a bartender friend of mine and drank way too much and did some other stuff. And I blacked out and I tried to cut in on the bride and groom dance. Fell over a table, like a fully set table, and I puked and got kicked out.
You tried to cut in on the first dance?
Yeah.
Justin! Dude.
There's actually a really funny picture of me.
Do you still talk to him?
No, I didn't really know them. I was at the bar with my my friend works there, and she got invited to the wedding and needed a date. So I just met him that one night.
Damn. Get it, Justin. All right, there you go. Ryan, so there's some of your friends.
That's amazing.
You got to keep an eye on them. Justin, you're awesome. We appreciate you listening, bud.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys.
Later. Okay, great story. You can understand our trepidation. He sent us the photo.
Yeah.
It is the greatest wedding crashing photo ever. All you got to do is text us. The keyword is...
house.
What does it say? What's the caption on it?
Shoot.
What did I make? You're the one that wrote it.
I know. I'm horrible.
5 minutes ago.
Oh, don't ever cut into the couple's first dance.
Right. You see the eyes. Yeah, don't go blank now. At your reception, don't blank out either. That'll be bad. You see the look.
Oh, he's going. This photo captures the moments before.
He's going to dive madness. In. He really, Justin, you are amazing. He really interrupted the first dance. And that's the look awesome. Is magical.
I've never heard of that. You step into the first dance. That's like a big deal, isn't it?
They didn't even do that in Wedding Crashers. They didn't even have the guts. Owen Wilson, they didn't have the guts to do that. It's unreal. Again, if you want to see it, we'll send it right to your phone. Anything you hear on the show generally is up there. Just text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
house.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
Well, we don't want to work. It's not fair to these people. These people are my friends, and I care about them.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
This weekend of Classic Rock, brought to you in part by TimberTech AZEK Decking. Deck project this summer? Do decking differently with TimberTech.
If 2020 isn't bad enough, we're going to put one more layer in this giant poop sandwich. We'll explain what's going on with Sunday next. Okay, this was about 9 years ago. Well, it was 9 years ago. Remember when the Mayan apocalypse was predicted on their calendar? It was like the end of the Mayan calendar, and they said December 21st, 2012 was the end of the world. It's not true, apparently. There's a scientist who went and looked at the calendar, and I'm trying to figure all this out. This guy's figured out that reading the calculations, they were using the Julian calendar, which was the main calendar of the time. They switched to the one we use now, so several days were lost. He added everything up, and technically the end of the world is June 21st, 2020, which is this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in normal years, we would be like, this would be a big story, right? Like, yeah. Oh my God, it's the end of the world. 2020? Don't care. Whatever, dude.
Is it really?
Right. There you're like, good. You know, Father's Day.
Oh God, you know how many people are going to go, hey, here's, I'm going to write you a check. Don't cash that until Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not cash till Monday? You know, I'll tell you why.
It's the end of the world.
Look, if you don't want to give me a gift for Father's Day, that's fine. But, I mean, you know, you don't have to wipe out the whole world. You know, somewhere there's a pack of murder hornets going, you guys forgot about us. Remember us?
Oh, is that the comeback? That's how it's going to end.
Yeah. Mayan murder hornets on Sunday.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Well, you can call it outrageous. You can call it a breath of fresh air. But what you can no longer call it is a joke campaign.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
One of the craziest things about getting a Ram truck from Dickuvar's, Richmond Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, it winds up being your daily driver. It used to be like, well, I'll get a truck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.